for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, September the 3rd, 1983. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs, Arkansas. This tape is The Burning of Two Mortgages by Irma and Glenn Miller, myself, on behalf of Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds in the amounts of $50,000 and $42,000 and testimony. You may be seated, if you're able to. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm able to sit down. I'd rather just keep standing and praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we've had a glorious day. I started to say fantastic, but that's not the right word. A glorious day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a time we had. It really was this morning, today. This morning and this afternoon. And then this afternoon, after this morning and this afternoon, why, we had another one. Hallelujah. We had a day of victory and deliverance all day long. Amen. And we ain't through yet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you here for the first time tonight or today? My goodness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you do not receive our little publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory? Quite a few. Harold or Kevin, will you grab a few slips of paper there and see that these folks get a little slip to put their name and address on? If you have any friends that you would like to receive the paper, we'll be glad to send it to them. Or if you've got any friends that get it and want their name off, we'll gladly take it off. Amen. We get letters every once in a while. Kind of laying us out. We don't believe that stuff. I've been a Christian all my life, and that's heresy. The rapture's coming, and I'm going. Well, God bless them. I've got a battle to fight, and I'm going to fight in it. Amen. I'm preparing to battle. And Jesus, His word, is my sword. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm going to do something here, and I hope nobody gets upset at me. To those of you who have never been here before till this week, if somebody from each family will come up here, as far as these go, I'll give you one. It's the Arkansas story. It's the story of how we got here. It tells about me behind my back. I'm not going to take time tonight to talk about it, or this week. We're going to hear the word of the Lord. But if anybody here, I've got quite a few copies here, and if you come up here, I'll give you a copy of it. And it'll bless you. And, just one from a family here. And you better stop until I see if this is as far as we can go. Okay, I've only got four more. That's all I've got. Sorry, but the Lord brought us here 9 years ago. 1967. After we had been very successful in the aerospace missile industry, we owned a company called Technical Publications with facilities in Buena Park, California, down by Knott's Berry Farm in Disneyland, and in North Hollywood, California, right around the corner from North Hollywood First Assembly of God, where we used to be members. And we had the prime contract on the Apollo program to put the man on the moon on all the paperwork. We were first vendor with the top security, top secret facilities. And the Lord sold that facility for us as we begin to travel with the full gospel businessmen. And by circumstances, which only God could take care of and do, which you'll hear about on that tape, I became, by demand, by Demas Shakarian just said, go do it, I became the head of all the tape department of the full gospel businessmen for many years. And I taped all the conventions around the United States, except one or two on the East Coast every year. I've been overseas and to Hawaii twice, and to Sweden and to Europe, taping the Full Gospel Business Men's Convention. We taped our last world convention, I believe it was in Anaheim or Miami. In Miami in 1975. That was our last Full Gospel World Convention. Prior to that, we had taped every world convention from 1964 till that time. And Irma had been, by a sovereign act of God, she is the mother and now the grandmother and even the great-grandmother of all the book tables that are anywhere in Full Gospel circles. That's a fact. She is the original book table of all book tables. And for all these years, why, she set up a huge book table many times larger than this and sometimes operated it all by herself at many of the conventions of the Full Gospel Businessmen around the United States and overseas. And the Lord blessed us. He blessed us in meeting hundreds and thousands of people who God has blessed us by knowing them, and they have blessed us. And we hope that we're still a blessing to them, and we believe that we are. We're helping with the grace of the Lord and by His Spirit to show them a more excellent way. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord gave me a vision of this place in 1967, in February of 1967. Made Irma very unhappy because she was not interested in leaving our nice, fancy home in Northridge, California. But finally, after 5 years of searching and looking, we acquired found the Lord brought us to this place. And then 2 years after we found this place, we moved here. It took us almost 8 months to move here from California. All the equipment and all the paraphernalia we had, I made many, many trips with both U-Haul trucks and big four-wheel trailers, bringing all of our equipment here. And from that beginning, the Lord has blessed us until we have what you see here today. And this yet is but a beginning of what the Lord showed me in my vision. Now, that may sound ridiculous or seem foolish, but the Lord has brought us this far, and if the rest of it was His doing, He'll take us the rest of the way also. And I believe that. The Lord has blessed us with finances from those that the Lord has laid on their hearts to bless. When we came here, we poured everything we had into here at the time we came. We took everything we had to acquire and purchase this place, this piece of property, which now is many, many, many times worth what we originally paid for it. This building that we're setting in, just this steel building, isn't my doing, but...
The bank has placed an appraisal of...
a $500,000 valuation on this steel building. Well, praise the Lord. That's wonderful if that's what they think of. To me, it's a house of the Lord, a place to praise the Lord, a place together where we can feed you and keep you, where we can teach you the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. His kingdom come. His will be done. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We're entering into the age, to the kingdom age. There's very, very, very few people that even have a glimpse of the kingdom yet. But there is a kingdom that's rising in the hearts of men and in the land, that shall possess the land. And we shall declare that He is Lord of lords and King of kings. And Jesus is His name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to bring back the King. Amen. We've got a lot of work to do, though. Because He said He set down the right hand of the Father until His enemies be put under His feet. So we've got a lot of enemy putting under our feet, so He can come. So we've got a lot of work to do. There's no sweet by and by. It's a lot of work here and now, in and through the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I declare that the kingdom of God is a reality in the earth, and that we're moving in to the kingdom age. Amen. We're in the transition period. Just as Jesus was 30 years on the earth before He was manifest, so are we in that time of travail, moving in more and more to that time of travail, the day of the kingdom of the Lord. That great and terrible day of the Lord, it's at hand, and we need to be prepared for it. We need not be afraid. We need to rejoice in that hour, for in that hour our Redeemer we shall see. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that's my theology. That's the way the Lord showed it to me. Nobody taught me that. Everything that the Lord has showed us, that we believe here, God has showed us by a sovereign act of God. Not because we were seeking for it, not because we were looking for it. He's shown it to us by a sovereign act of God. And then we have found others who the Lord had shown and was showing the same thing to, after he first laid it on our heart. And we thank the Lord for that. That way, you can't take away from me what I stand here and say, because nobody taught me. I've heard it from others since, but the Lord showed it to us by divine revelation, and therefore I cannot be moved. I will not be moved. Amen. My declaration is sure. My stand is firm. And I declare that we're living in the transition period of the coming time of the millennial reign and the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And he's preparing a people. Just as there was Gideon's 300, just as there was Caleb and Joshua, just as there was what they called David's motley crew, which was really the valiant men of David. So he's preparing today another group of people, just as those were, to stand forth and do battle in the name of the Lord and put Satan underfoot and declare that Jesus is Lord and bring in a righteous kingdom and rule in the hearts and lives of men and then in the nation with a rod of iron. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to be part of that rod of iron if you desire and seek after and look for that place in the kingdom. Because there's a place in the kingdom for every one of us if we desire that place. And I desire that place in the kingdom. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I appreciate all of the friends we have across the nation and overseas, in South Africa, in Australia, New Zealand, in Sweden, in France, and Norway, in Finland, in other places of the world that we correspond with. We send our paper almost to every free country in the world. We send it to India and places and through Africa, and we're counting the privilege to be able to do that and to minister to those who are also seeing the hour that we live in. And we count that a privilege, and we do it because we love to spread the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, we have come this far by faith. And when we came here, we poured everything we had into this place. And the Lord has blessed us. He's blessed us with all you friends and many hundreds of people we've never met here at the campground. How we've met them in other places, but not here. And they have supported us and are supporting us over the years. We appreciate that, and we bless you for it. We bless you for your monthly offering. Many of you send weekly offerings. As ridiculous as it may seem, yet as true as it is, it requires approximately $12,000 every month of the year to keep this place in operation. And out of that, Irma and I do not take a salary. We take, I think, last year, our total income, Irma and my total income, I'm not telling you this just, but I'm telling you so some of you realize that your money is not coming to us. We do not take your money. Irma and my total income last year was $2,700, and we had money left over. And we do not waste our money or your money. I was raised, and Irma was raised, when a nickel was a nickel, and you saved it and used it for something to eat, and you didn't waste it. And we still have that theology, if you want to call it that, in us, and we determine that we'll get every penny out of we'll get every nickel out of every penny. And I'm serious about that. And the Lord has blessed us with being able with the community here in town to bless us with helping us with the purchase of material and the things that we need here at the campground. Well, I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to sing and praise the Lord again for a few minutes, and then I'll be back again, maybe with Irma. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nina, come and bless us with a song. A testimony, if you like, whatever you feel.
Well, we came here 3 years ago. My husband came first. Maybe he had more problems than I did. I don't know. We had them. Believe me, we had them. But it was through a friend of ours that we heard about this place. And those friends were wonderful enough to call out here and make a place for us to be here, for Jim to come for help. The family was a pretty miserable mess at that time. It's still not perfect, but we're working on it. I'm learning to be obedient to my husband. And I'm learning to make him head of the household. And the Lord told me last year to get rid of all my men's genes, girls. And when I did, I just about had no clothes to wear. But you know, the Lord has blessed me in that. Because it's made me feel more like a woman. And it made a difference in the way my husband treats me. And we've just, really, I think, being here is a blessing. You'd have to be down where we were to really, really appreciate this place. The family was just about ready to fall apart. But you know, God has a time for everything. That was our time. And we had friends that cared enough to get us here. And coming here, we found Glenn and Irma. And they've been just wonderful to us. A lot of times people will say, "Is Irma your mother?" You know, that blesses me because I love her so much. They've helped me and my husband and my children. And they've made us welcome here and made us feel like part of the family. And I just praise God for this place. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I'd like to sing a song called "Through It All." And probably all of us can identify with this song.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I've been to lots of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There have been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know that I am His own. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that I could solve them. I never know what faith in God to do. Through it all, through it all, and deeper. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
You know, that's the only thing we can depend on. Is Jesus. I might fail you. I might fail everything. But Jesus, His Word, we can depend on. And that's the solid rock at which we need to place our feet and keep it firm. The solid rock is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And I bless the name of the Lord. We have, over the years since we've been here, been well favored with the financial institutions of this town, and I appreciate that. However, I'm thankful that we are slowly breaking our bondage to them, and I intend to completely break our bondage to the financial institutions so that we are not indebted to them in any way. But we still are partially indebted to some of the financial institutions here in town. But they have been more than generous with us, and I appreciate that because that's a blessing of the Lord. The Lord has given us favor. It has been the favor of the Lord. And that's all I can explain it to you, is that it's been the favor of the Lord. Now, this past, since June, because of the generosity of many of God's people, and three or four particularly, we have been able to clear two notes against this property. One for $50,000 and one for $42,000. And I've got paid notes right here in my pocket. And one of them we paid off on July the 26th. And the other one I paid off on August the 18th. $50,000 one and a $42,000. And tonight, I count it a great privilege to be able to destroy these and thank the Lord for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's not through anything that we've done or deserved or earned. It's the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord. And the goodness of His people that have sent in above and beyond our monthly need to where we've had sufficient to cancel these two notes. We still have two more notes besides these two. These two notes were the highest interest. The others are lower interest than these. But the Lord helping us, we're going to clear, as soon as it's practical, complete indebtedness from this piece of property. At the same time, we intend to continue building. I don't know if you've noticed or not, we're putting in quite a large retaining wall back here at the back so we can finish filling this pond in, cut the top of this hill off out here, cut it on down about 4 to 6 feet, and move it in here and fill this up. Then we're going to take the joist that was in the original building here, which some of you have been in many times, the wood frame building, with this fireplace and this wall and this rug down here was part of. We're going to build a pavilion down on the lake for the youth, for our youth, and whatever other youth we may use it for the Lord. We've been blessed this summer to be able to have several youth camps here. We've had the largest Baptist church in the state of Missouri sent one of their youth groups here just 2 weeks ago for a youth conference. And we've had them here from Tennessee and Louisiana and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Mississippi during the summer months. And we count it a privilege to be able to open this place and to let them use it. And everyone that has been here has told us how they felt a sweet presence in this place. And we praise the Lord for that. And then we've been able to talk and visit with those who were the authority of the youth group and tell them and explain to them in a small measure why we're here and why and how God brought us here. And we let our testimony be unto them, because, you see, they also are part of the kingdom of God. And it's our responsibility to lay the kingdom before them as they will receive it. and do it as the Lord lays on our hearts. That we each one are a witness in the community, in the area that you're in. You go home and be a witness, not obnoxious, but a witness that is a savory, sweet smell, a sweet odor in the nostrils of the Lord and those around about you. Or you'll be persecuted for it. That's different. But you still be a sweet smell in favor in your community, regardless of what they say about you or do to you or against you. We and you must be a sweet savor, not an obnoxious odor, but a sweet savor. Well, praise the Lord. Irma, come on over here with me. She's worked just as hard as I have here. She hasn't run the bulldozer and worked on the backhoe, but she's answered letters and phone calls and written, helped write the paper, faxed her and Patty do most of the paper writing, and then I edit it and put my little piece, if they leave me a page in the back or a page and a half in the back, well, that I write by myself, but the rest of it, why, I help with. And sometimes I have to fight with them to get a page or a page and a half back there to put something on. They take it all away from me. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like when we used to be in the publication business. Where's your copy? Well, anyway, we're going to take these and we're going to burn them before the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus tonight. We're going to bless the Lord for his goodness and his mercy to us. Now, I think she's got the matches somewhere. Okay. And I think under Sister Smith over there, we'll do this upright. Once in a lifetime. No, twice. We got two more. Once for these and once for the other two. Amen. I think we ought to sing while we do this. We ought to praise the Lord. I feel like praising the Lord. Amen. I think we ought to sing. Come play that piano there, Bernadine. Make music on that thing. Blood, that's good. Okay, let's sing that. Power in the blood. I can't believe it, so. Feed only
mortgages.
My hair some days, and I felt like some days I was going to go over the precipice. But the Lord, you know, one day I just said to Glenn, I don't know how we're going to pay all these bills. And he went to the mailbox and came back, and would you believe, loose in an envelope was 20 $100 bills. I forgot who sent it, but I tell you, the protection of the Lord was on that envelope. And that was, and many times when there were so many bills coming due, the Lord would just supply. And people would write and say, I just had it on my mind today to send you something for your building. Today a man walked up to me and he said, I want to give you $1,000 for your new computer that you need.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Then somebody else sent in $500 the other day. And somebody else sent in an amount. I don't even really know. I have to look it up. But the Lord's going to provide that because we truly need it. We really need it. The Lord has showed us many times that we are to be writing some books. Now, we were in the books and publishing business for the government for years and years and years. We worked in it, I guess, since 1951, usually in publication departments. And the Lord showed us that we're to write these books, but he said when it was time, he will provide the means. He will provide the people to help us, to free us up, so we can get down to business to really write what the Lord has showed us. And we want it to be his words and not ours. We want it to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. It is the anointing that's going to break the yoke off of all of us. It's not man. It's the Lord Jesus Christ and the anointing of the Spirit. And I praise God for every one of you that has come here today, tonight, and over the month. At every camp meeting, there is a big section of the country here. I think two times ago, we had Alaskan people here. Hawaii, just France. They come from far and wide, and even in the prisons. Would you believe, Brother Kelly, we've been sending some of your tapes to the prisons? These prisoners write to us. My land, they have a long list of everything they need. And they mean it, especially up in Oregon, Salem, Oregon. You'll probably be hearing from some of them. They just need everything to help them get a lot of people saved in the prison. Well, we've all been prisoners, haven't we? But he's setting us free. Hallelujah. He's setting us free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, dear. You know, Irma and I didn't do all this by ourselves. There's been lots of helpers. Some of them are here present tonight that have been helpers in helping do this. Jay and Bill and Bill Dobler and now Harold... Harold is here, who's helping usher tonight. Moved here in December. And different ones that the Lord has sent our way to be helpers, to help in building the house of the Lord, the place of praise and worship, the place where you can be taught and hear the kingdom message and declare that Jesus is Lord of every situation. Hallelujah. And we appreciate all the help that God has sent our way. If it weren't for Doc over here, we wouldn't have been able to put this building up because Doc engineered. We have done all the building here ourselves. We haven't hired anybody to do anything. We raised this steel building over the top of the other chapel that was here. Then after we raised the building, then we tore the other building down. And Doc over here engineered the whole thing. He said, you can sit down. But Doc took a telephone pole out here and put a pulley on top of it. And with that and some rope, we raised these beams and put them in place and welded them in. Some of these beams weigh over a ton apiece. These stringers through here, and Doc raised them up there with a telephone pole. We set them up there and set them in place and packed them in and welded them. Then we put in the other stringers and poured the concrete. And then put the walkway around and did all of these things. But we did it, and the Lord showed us how to do it. And he sent. And if somebody wasn't here that knew how, then they figured it out, and the Lord gave wisdom to do it. And we've been able to raise this and to do it. And everything that's on the ground, we have accomplished, and we intend to keep doing it that way. The Lord's giving us wisdom. He showed us about, in time, we've already built a ramjet pump out here to use to pump water with. We haven't installed it yet, but the Lord showed us, and we've got it built. He's also given us a design for water generator. We've built a sample. We've got a sample model build of it. We haven't gone any farther than that, but the day will come when we will. We have this building has one of the largest wood-burning furnaces that you can buy in the United States in the basement. This building has a large basement under it. And there's one of the largest wood-burning furnaces. It'll take a 4-foot log. And that furnace, we put 100-foot coil around that furnace for heating water. We put one coil right through the water jack, right through the fire jacket for instant water heat. We have a 500-gallon water tank down there from Redstone Arsenal that all the air conditioning runs through and keeps your hot water. When these, like today, that hot water stays at 150 degrees temperature just from the air conditioners without any other heat to it. Then if it needs more than that, we've got gas to kick it in. We've got a 1-inch line running out on the roof to put solar things on the roof for heat on the roof. And that's all engineered into this building. The Lord showed us to do it as we built it. And it's accomplished. We couldn't put the floor on over this. Doc had to wink to put the floor on over that basement until we got the wood furnace down the basement, because the wood furnace couldn't go down the stairs. It had to go through the floor before we put that floor on over there. So the Lord has helped us to engineer all these things here at the campground. I can't tell you why or what's in the future, but as we've gone, the Lord showed us. We've got a living spring in the basement. When we were digging the basement, back in the corner there in the kitchen, in the middle of the kitchen, we opened up a large living spring down there when we had to jackhammer a rock out of the corner that we couldn't get to, or we couldn't dynamite because of the existing building. So we had to cut it out with a jackhammer. And when we cut that rock out of there, we opened up a living spring of water. And that spring, 3 years ago when the drought was so bad, that spring ran the size of my finger the entire time of the drought. Never quit. And that spring is fixed so that we can use it. I have captured it in the basement. And it's captured. We can back up about 3,000 gallons of water in the basement, underneath the floor, in that spring down there, where we can salvage it and use it if we need to. I don't know why, but the Lord's had us to do those things. He showed us other things here to do. As we progress and as we build and do these things, we will do that which the Lord has shown us to do as we progress. This building sleeps 254 people. That's how many beds are over our head in this building, and in the 12 rooms that are in this building. And we are glad that we can keep you here and sleep you here. But the Lord showed us that in the future, there'll be yet other places for you to stay besides that. But anyway, that's in the future. We'll take care of those things as the Lord brings us to do that. We'll accomplish one thing at a time, and we'll complete it. As it's completed, we'll move on to the next step and the next phase. We appreciate and we thank the Lord for His blessing and for His word. For by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. If it isn't done by the Spirit of the Lord, we're wasting our time. It's in vain. But I declare unto you that there is a people that God's raising on the face of the earth who shall stand and declare, thus saith the Lord, and it shall be so. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Days of the prophets are returning, and those who tread lightly the things of God will fear and tremble in the presence of the Spirit of the Lord. For God will reveal the secrets of men to His prophets. And if you're not careful and right standing with God, I wouldn't want to be in your place. But I believe that day is returning in a far greater measure than they saw it in the early church. I believe that. Amen. Well, this evening, we're going to ask you to help us with the finances. We appreciate your help. We thank you for it. You can see what you have accomplished with your finances and with your help here. See what you have accomplished with your finances and with your help here. And tonight, I'm going to let you bring your finances. I'm going to let you bring it and present it unto the Lord tonight. And we need she was speaking about the computer, and somebody came and made a $1,000 donation towards it today. We've only just made a note in it in our last issue about it, but we feel it's time that we do something about it, that we get it installed and get it into work. It's an awful job mailing our paper with the mailing process that we use. It's really a 3 to 5 day job. And it takes many, many hands to do it. Everybody on the campground pitches in and works. Or anybody that's here comes and that's visiting, they work. And if you come at that time, well, you'll get about 15 hours work a day putting out the mailing. And if you ever move, please let us know. It'll save us lots of money. We spend lots of money every month or every issue on those who move and never tell us. Several hundreds of dollars spent every month is wasted because you don't let us know that you moved. So we'd appreciate it if you let us know. But as best I can see, with everything that we need for the computer, now I have about 3 different men who are very well versed in the computer field that are working on this for us. And they're going to try to get us the very best of equipment at the very most nominal price. And it will run approximately $15,000 by the time we get everything that's needed with it. And so that's what we lay before you tonight. The Lord lays on you to help with that, why we appreciate it. But tonight, we're going to let you bring your offering. And and there is a song that is, there's three songs that are my favorites. First of all, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Second, Oh, The Blood of Jesus. And third is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. That song was given by God. That's no accident. And so tonight, when we get ready to bring our offering, I'm going to ask Pat Gladden to come and sing for me the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, where's my Bible? We're told that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We here at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground are believing that we will not be a people who are destroyed for lack of knowledge, but that we will declare the word of the Lord, that all who come here will realize that Jesus is Lord, and that there's a word for you to declare, that you'll go forth declaring that he is Lord. And I believe that, and I expect that to be your portion when you leave here, that you will declare the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. If you write a check, make it to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. You give cash, tell the girls what you've given, and they'll be glad to give you a receipt for it. Let's stand as Pat comes and sings the Battle Hymn of the Republic for us as you bring your offering unto the Lord.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the calling of the Lord. He is thrusting out the beaches where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea. With our glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. Once he died to make men holy, now he lives to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. Glory.
as I stood here and watched you come up. My mind went back to the first time some of you were ever here. I saw schizophrenics, ex-schizophrenics walk up here. Now they're all new. I saw couples, people that their marriages were gone, and now they're restored. I saw people that were living unclean lives that have come for deliverance. Sure, we have homosexuals come here for help, and sure, the Lord delivers them. He is not a respecter of persons. Sure, you can be helped. Lesbians, insane people, totally out of their mind. God has restored them through the power of His name. Hallelujah. I believe that the majority of people that have been here before have had some sort of a change in their life because of this place, because of Jesus here. The presence of God is always here. You can walk in here at any time of the day or night and feel His presence. And I wouldn't want to be here without His presence. It would be in vain. And I just thank you for all your prayers. We need your prayers. We need your prayers more than you think. And your prayers are more powerful than what you think. Did you know that? Because Jesus is in you. And we'll pray for you, but you pray for us. And all of you, think of all of you with your prayers tilted toward us, what this place can become to other people. There are so many people that have never heard that Jesus can set you free. You know that? There are so many people that have never heard of the kingdom message. There's so many people that have never heard that you can be restored and changed, that you can walk in divine health. You know that? We are a minority in the earth, really. We are a minority, like a remnant. But God said He's going to pour His Spirit out upon all flesh. And I tell you, He's pouring it out, and He's pouring it out, and He's pouring it out. I suppose 15 or 20 years ago, I would have never, ever believed that the Catholics could ever have received the Holy Spirit. And I, at that time, didn't know anything. You may sit down. I didn't know anything about demonic powers. Boy, I had plenty of them in me. You grow up in a preacher's home, and you see everything and hear everything, and from children on, I tell you, it's an awesome thing what goes on in the body of Christ. It's an awesome thing. And many things can enter into the pastor's children. And I was no exception. And I used to sit and wonder, what makes people do this? And wonder what made them do that. Why, last Sunday they gave a message in tongues. This week they're beating up their wife. Well, what happened? And I never knew it was the devil until one day a man of God at a full gospel meeting came in. A man from England, Brother Prince, Dr. Prince, with all kinds of PhD degrees, the most teacher on deliverance. And I was in his meeting, and I didn't know what kind of a meeting it was. And all of a sudden, he began to pray for people, and somebody, some man, right out of him came a voice, and I happened to know that man. And it said, a spirit, can't talk right out of him. I didn't know what a spirit was in those days. And it said, my name is Pride. And it went up and down my backbone, and I ran out of the meeting. I ran up to the 13th or 15th floor of the Hilton Hotel in Chicago. I walked in there. I took two tranquilizer pills. I jumped in bed and covered up my head. And I was already a grandmother. That's a pretty peculiar way. But I tell you, the more, I didn't go back to the meetings for about 3 days. You people have done really well. Some of you have never seen anything like this before. And you've done so well. But a voice right in my ear said, now you've gotten into false doctrine. You better jump out the window. And I answered it right back. No, I'm too smart for that. You see, in early Pentecost, we were always taught that you better be careful. You might get in false doctrine. And we were probably in more of it than what we ever dreamed. Anyway, I turned that at the gate. I turned that suicidal spirit at the gate. Now, you can turn a lot of things at the gate. These thoughts that enter your mind, throw them right out again. Cast them right out again. And they won't torment you so much. And God has brought me through many, many things. Many, many deliverances. It would take me all the rest of the night to tell you. And nobody can talk me out of it. I always liken it to having a baby. The deliverance is like having a baby. in the delivery room, it's not very pretty. And there's all kinds of things go on in there. But when it's all over, you sure feel good when they bring you in that beautiful little child and show it to you. And I tell you, when deliverance is all over and your dignity comes back to you the next day, praise God, you're different. You are different, and I am different. You would never have known me 15 years ago. I am so changed. Talk about the image changing, but I want it to change more and more and more. And nobody can talk me out of having children. I had two. And nobody can talk me out of deliverance. The Lord sent us here to open a deliverance center. We didn't know what we was getting into, or I'd have never come. I came anyway, dragging my feet, screaming and kicking. But since I'm here, I have made the best of it, and I've tried to obey the Lord. I don't want to ever, ever disappoint Jesus. And I want to be what he wants me to be and what he has called us to do. He called us to the ministry of helps. That's where we are today. We're not preachers. We're not teachers. We're just simply in the ministry of helps. And that's the most glorious ministry that anybody could ever want for. It might mean today we had quite a deliverance service in the tape room with the ladies. And somebody threw up in my hand. So what? My hands are good to wash. I just washed it off, wiped it off the floor, and we went right on. And praise God, that woman is much better because of it. And she may have a long ways yet to go, but praise God, she's on the way. She's on the way. And some of you, I know down inside of you, there are many things, but the reason you have come here is because you want help. And tomorrow we're going to try to take some of the private cases that have already signed up. And please don't any more of you sign up. And especially, I think of the day these two people right here stand up. They were up in our office to get help and deliverance. And did you get it? Praise God, they got it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They got it. I remember the first time Brother Bell come in, some of the ex-addicts that were here then come up and said, you know, the FBI's here. I said, the FBI? What are they here for? Well, to check out all of this. And I said, oh, my. And then I said, where are they? And here's these two men in these black suits. I said, well, I don't understand that. They came over there to the book table and they bought every book on deliverance we have. And they said, well, they're still, we know those guys. They're undercover men. The next thing I know, Brother Bell was down here on the floor getting delivered himself. And I thought, praise God for the FBI. It's really funny after it happens, but before it happens, there's so many of these kings in us that Brother Varner was talking about that they'll fight and try to hold you back and try to keep you from getting up here and getting prayed for, but plunge right in through anyway. Yeah. Just keep going right on toward Jesus, right on to perfection, right on to restoration, right on to perfect health. God is going to have a people on this earth that are going to be different than the world. Sometimes you think the world could say, who needs that if that's what they call Christianity? But we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Praise God. And the Lord is going to deliver a lot of you tonight while Brother Varner preaches. You get deliverance in many, many different ways. It's not all casting out. It's walking. It's talking. Well, I always say he plows my field. Why can't he get into that fallow ground and watch all those? Have you ever watched somebody plowing a fallow ground field? All kinds of little bugs running out and all kinds of little varmints and little this and little that. Boy, that's what happens when he preaches. He runs down that aisle and sometimes he can sure look mean. But he's just like a big teddy bear. And he loves Jesus. And I tell you, he wants the body of Christ to excel, don't you? He wants us to excel. And with Jesus, we're going to do it. Hallelujah. Bless all of you.
Well, we can't present an offering to the Lord sitting down. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. I praise the name of the Lord. I thank you, Father, for Jesus. Now, Father, as I come with this offering that these, your people, have given into my hands, I bring it and present it unto Jesus, my high priest, to bring as a sweet savor from your people and give unto thee and place on the altar before the throne. That is as a sweet savor from these, your people. And I thank you for the privilege that I have of lifting it unto thee and bringing it in their behalf. And I thank you for that privilege.
And I praise you for it. I thank you. Now, Jesus, as I take it and become the steward and responsible over this offering, I bind it to the kingdom of the living God, that it shall be used for nothing but the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus and the bringing in of the king and setting up of the kingdom until that day become a reality in our hearts and lives. I bind it to that cause that it shall not be used for anything except that purpose and the necessities of life. Now, Father, I bless these people. I pray your anointing and your blessing over them. I pray the presence and the glory of the Lord to be their portion. I pray that you shall be King of kings and Lord of lords in every situation of their life, in their home, in their finances, in their physical walk, in their spiritual walk, that they will make you Lord of their lives. And I thank you for it, and I bless them, and I pray your anointing over them in Jesus' name as I bless this offering and receive it in their behalf for your glory. Amen and amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
The offering and that received towards the computer is approximately $6,000.
I'm a believer in the word of the Lord and in that which the Lord reveals unto us. And I'm going to do something that some of you may have heard me do before, but a lot of you never have. Open your Bible to the 18th chapter of Isaiah. It's a whole 7 verses long. It's basically, according to students, it's like a lost chapter stuck in the middle there. But when you realize what it is and what it represents, it changes my life and yours as we realize the sovereignty of God. Whoa! Pay attention! Look here! That's what it means. Pay attention! Doesn't mean a woe, doesn't mean something's going to happen. It means pay attention. You land that's shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. What nation in the world is shadowed by wings? What's our national emblem? Outstretched wings. Shadowed with wings. Beyond the Nile River. There's no really fertile land beyond the Nile River until you come to America. It's desert, the Sahara Desert and wasteland. You come to America. That sendeth ambassadors by the sea. America, when it was founded, sent our ambassadors by the sea to every nation on the face of the earth. And this says, even in vessels of bulrushes. But the original translation of that should read, in water-drinking vessels. What nation did the steamship come from, or what nation was first to use the steamship, basically, besides Great Britain? America. What is a water-drinking vessel? It's a steamship and it's an atomic vessel. It's a water-drinking vessel that comes upon the waters saying, go, ye swift messengers. That's a nation that's scattered and peeled. That word scattered means tall. That word peeled in the original means clean-shaven. A people that's tall and clean-shaven. And a people that's terrible from the beginning. America, from its beginning, has been a nation that the rest of the world has looked up to. We've been terrible from our beginning. A nation that's meted out and trodden down. In 1800, the Meets and Bounds Act was passed. And this nation became a nation that was meted out, surveyed, and trodden down. No other nation on the face of the earth has been meted out and trodden down with America by the Meets and Bounds Act of 1800, whose lands the rivers have spoiled. The original word there, spoiled, is divided or divided and quartered. What river divides the United States? What rivers quarter it? And the Missouri. A nation that's whose lands the rivers have divided and quartered. The Ohio, the Mississippi, and the Missouri. And all ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see when we lift up an ensign on the mountains. And when America blows a trumpet, hear it. For so the Lord saith unto me, I will take my rest and I will consider my dwelling place like a clear heat upon the herbs, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For the harvest, when the bud is perfect, when the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he shall cut off the sprigs with the pruning hooks and take away and cut down the branches. When the harvest is coming, and there's a great harvest coming, where God pruned America, and he may prune it again. He pruned it in the Civil War. And it may be pruned again. The judgments of God may prune America again. But still yet, there's a great harvest coming in this land. And they shall be left together unto the fowls of the mountains and the beasts of the earth, and the fowls shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. And in that time shall the present be brought unto the Lord from a host of people, tall and clean shaven, a people terrible from their beginning, a nation that is surveyed and trodden down, whose lands the rivers have divided and quartered, to the place of the host, the Lord of hosts, the Mount of Zion, the place of praise. And I declare unto you that that is America, that seven verses describe America. And America is God's promised land in the ultimate end, and we are. And as Brother Kelly says, the Jew is you. And I'd rather that he would say the Hebrew or the Israelite is you. But to get it across so he knows what you're saying, the Jew is you. And I declare unto you that we are God's promised people, his chosen people. And I declare that the people we call Jews are not the people that's God's chosen people. And I can prove it to you by their own encyclopedias. If you'll take their own encyclopedias, the Jewish encyclopedias, you'll find that in there they'll give you their history and tell you who they are. And they are not Hebrews, never were, never will be, and cannot be. We're deceived by the Antichrist spirit. And we're taken up with people who are of Antichrist because they declare that Jesus is not Lord. And the Bible tells us that whosoever says that Jesus is not Lord is Antichrist. And we are God's chosen people, and I declare that unto you tonight in the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, some of you don't like me now, and you think I'm a fanatic. But so be it. You just follow and study up what I said to you. You go find, if you want to, go look it up in the encyclopedias. Their own encyclopedias. You'll find their history and find out who they are and where they came from.
Have you, Jesus? Your love is so sweet. I love to worship you and to sit at your feet. Learning your ways, Lord, makes my life complete. I love you, Jesus. Your love is so sweet. I love you, Jesus. Your love is so sweet. I love to worship you and to sit at your feet. Learning your ways, Lord, makes my life complete. I love you, Jesus. Your love is so sweet. I love you, Jesus. Your love is so sweet. I love to worship you and to sit at your feet. Learning your ways, Lord, makes my life complete. I love you, Jesus. Your love is so sweet. I love you, Jesus. I love to look in your face and gaze at your beauty in our hiding place. I see your eyes of love, feel your kind embrace. I love you, Jesus. Love to look in your face. I love you, Jesus. I love to look in your face and gaze at your beauty in a hiding place. I see your eyes of love. I feel your kind embrace. I love you, Jesus. I love to look on your face. I love you, Jesus. Your love is so sweet. Your love is so sweet. I love to worship you. I love to worship and sit at your feet. Sit at your feet. Learning your ways, Lord, makes my life complete. I love you, Jesus. Your love is so sweet. I love you, Jesus. Love to look on your face, love to look on your face, and gaze at your beauty, and gaze at your view, in our hiding place, in our hiding place. I see your eyes of love, I see your eyes of love, feel your kind embrace. I love you, Jesus, I love to look on your face. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All I want to do is love you when I feel your love for me. Lord, you came and brought redemption on the cross of Calvary. Every day my heart will praise you. I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do is love your holy name. All I want to do is love you when I feel your love for me. Lord, you came and brought redemption on the cross of Calvary. Every day my heart will praise you. I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do is love your holy name. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Sing, Judah. Sing, Judah. Sing unto the Lord your King. Sing, Judah. Sing, Judah. Sing.
I heard that. Then I heard this.
For the Lord, he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly. He has defeated every foe and won the victory. So sing, Judah, sing, Judah. Sing to the Lord your King. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing.
Now, if you don't think that'll get a hold of you, you just try singing. Hallelujah! That depends on how long when did I get. Then it clap, Judah, and shout, Judah, and dangerous enough, dance, Judah. Just listen to it one time.
Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing to the Lord your King. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing. That repeats. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing to the Lord your King. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing. For the Lord, he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly. He has defeated every foe and he's won the victory. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah. Sing to the Lord your King. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing.
Let's stand.
right on. Well, sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing unto the Lord your King. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing unto the Lord your King. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing. For the Lord he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly. He has defeated, every foe and won the victory. Oh, sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing unto the Lord your King. Sing, Judah, sing, Judah, sing. Clap, Judah, clap, Judah, clap, Judah, clap unto the Lord your King. Clap, Judah, clap, Judah, clap. Clap, Judah, clap, Judah, clap unto the Lord your King. Clap, Judah, clap, Judah, clap. For the Lord he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly. Well, he has defeated every foe and won the victory. Oh, clap, Judah, clap, Judah, clap unto the Lord your King. Clap, Judah, clap, Judah, clap. Shout, Judah, shout, Judah, Judah, unto the Lord your King. Shout, Judah, shout, Judah, shout. You're not happy at all. I want to hear you shout, Judah, shout, Judah, shout unto the Lord your King. Shout, Judah, shout, Judah, shout. For the Lord he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly. He has defeated every foe and won the victory. So shout, Judah, shout, Judah, shout unto the Lord your King. Shout, Judah, shout, Judah, shout. You awake? Turn to your neighbor and say, this next verse is dangerous. What are we going to do, Judah? You ready? Dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance unto the Lord your King. Dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance. Dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance unto the Lord your King. Dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance. Oh, the Lord, he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly. He has defeated every foe and won the victory. Oh, dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance unto the Lord your King. Dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance. For the Lord, he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly. Well, he has defeated every foe and won the victory. So dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance to the Lord your King. Dance, Judah, dance, Judah, dance. And praise Judah, praise Judah, praise unto the Lord your King. Praise Judah, praise Judah, praise Judah, praise Judah,
praise unto the Lord your King. Praise Judah, praise Judah, praise. For the Lord, he is a man of war. He shall do valiantly where he has defeated and controlled and won the victory. Praise Judah, praise Judah, praise unto the Lord your King. Praise Judah, praise Judah, praise. For the Lord is a man of war, he shall do valiantly. He has defeated every foe and won the victory. Praise Judah, praise unto the Lord your King. Praise Judah, praise Judah, praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.